I think the bigger question or the bigger issue that needs to be viewed with regards to all of this anti-Trump hysteria is that the very same interests who are whipping up this frenzy against Donald Trump right now are the very same interests who, for ever since 9/11 and really, if we want to be very honest about it, before then, have been whipping up the same kind of hysteria against those of the Muslim community around the world. The very same people, the very same Zionist media that was responsible for pushing America into these wars that have destroyed countries such as Iraq, such as Libya, such as Syria, the same Zionist media that is calling for the destruction of Iran based upon the completely dishonest claim that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. It's these very same interests who now are whipping up this hysteria in the United States against Donald Trump. And so the question has to be asked at this point, what is it about Donald Trump, about him as a person, him as a possible presidential aspirant, his plans, things he said, what is it that has got these people so nervous that they are pulling out all the stops and concentrating their efforts on destroying his candidacy? Well, quite simply, anyone who takes an honest and a rational look at what Trump has said will quickly deduce that what he is talking about doing is ending the wars in the Middle East. He has come out very critically against the war in Iraq. He said that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11 and that the American people have been lied to concerning 9/11, who the real perpetrators are. He says that a cover-up has taken place. He has said that Bashar al-Assad needs to remain in power in Syria. Yes, he has been somewhat critical of the P5 plus one deal with Iran, but that does not necessarily equate to him having a belligerent posture with regards to Iran. And he has said that the United States needs to make peace with Vladimir Putin and with Russia. And so all of these things combined, when you look at certain players that have an interest in making sure that the wars in the Middle East continue to take place, that the relationship between the United States and Russia continues to get worse and worse, then you can understand a little bit better why there is this organized effort on the part of these hyenas in the Zionist-controlled mainstream media in America to destroy the candidacy of Donald Trump. Now, I understand that those of the Islamic within the Islamic community and people who are immigrants to the United States, I can understand that there is this emotional element associated with certain things that Trump has said. But we have to understand that what he is doing, in effect, is saying what needs to be said in order to ride this wave into the White House. You know, a captain of a ship who wants to get from point A to point B, he is dependent upon the winds to get him there. And sometimes he has to adjust the sail of that ship in such a way where he can catch that wind, and that wind can then be used to push him towards the destination where he would like to go. I see that this is basically what Donald Trump is doing. He understands the mood of America right now, that there are a lot of people who are very frustrated and very concerned with where the nation is headed, and so he is merely tapping into that energy in order to get himself to the White House. The other question I think that needs to be visited and considered is whether or not Donald Trump is doing this all by himself. I think that a very good case can be made that Trump represents something much bigger than simply him, that there are very powerful forces within the U.S. military, within the U.S. intelligence community, even political forces who understand that America has arrived at a very dangerous place right now in history, that one more debacle that America inserts herself into, whether it's in Syria, whether it's Iran, whether it's Russia, whether it's China, that it could mean the end of the American empire. And I think that these forces are behind the Trump candidacy, and they are executing a desperate last attempt to prevent the United States from becoming just a footnote in history. And I think that people need to be very cognizant of this and very concerned about this because, in effect, what we have is a massive battle taking place between two huge monsters. And in the middle of all of this are all of us, the little people, who are going to be dealing with the after effects of this in a very serious way.